In today's gospel, I identify two categories of Jesus' followers. There are those that followed him because they loved to see him perform miracles, and those that were deeply touched by his way of life. Jesus revealed who he was, and those who followed him superficially deserted him. They could not tolerate his language anymore. They could not stand his truth. When the other category is asked if they would also want to leave, Peter, moved by the Spirit, recognizes the Lord as the one who has the message of eternal life. Where are we in our journey of faith? Even now in our time, Jesus reveals himself in different forms. He reveals himself in the form of sacraments, in the Eucharist, in reconciliation, in the Word, and also in the people that we come in contact with. What is our response? If our way of life is in tune with the Holy Spirit, if we are people moved by the Holy Spirit, we will be like Peter in the Acts, revealing Christ by healing a man who was sick for a long time, and also raising Dorcas to life. What would be the impact of our behavior? Many who will see and hear us will be converted to the Lord and believe, because we are moving in the Spirit. I would also like to say something from St. Catherine of Siena, who used the image of a bridge. Jesus is the bridge between his Father and ourselves. And so there is no other way we can go to the Father unless we pass through Jesus Christ. This is a challenge for all of us. This is an invitation to move in the Spirit. For no one can come to the Father unless the Father allows it. This is what Christ said, and this is what we believe in. Hopefully that those people that will hear us will see, will come in contact with the Lord, who we come to know in our lives. May God bless us as we journey in this world of faith.